The nation's $7 trillion mutual fund industry is facing a crackdown. The Securities and Exchange Commission is considering a ban on some of the brokerage fees that mutual funds routinely charge shareholders, and it wants better disclosure of spiraling charges that are hidden from fund investors, NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
A few dozen mutual funds have been in the spotlight lately, charged with trading abuses that favor big investors at the expense of the little guy. These schemes may be costly, but they're also fairly limited. Ordinary fund investors have a bigger worry, an ingrained system of hidden brokerage charges and fees that could be costing them far more. Technically, these payouts are legal, even though they may amount to a conflict of interest. Attorney Joel Pfeffer, an investor advocate, says the mutual fund industry is rife with these secret deals.
It's a culture of kickbacks. There's quite a bit under the table. It's not a clean industry.
Mutual funds publish expense ratios that detail their management and sales fees. What they don't spell out clearly are the billions of dollars of hidden trading commissions that funds pay to brokers who execute their trades. That money, shareholder money, passes to brokers through complex revenue sharing arrangements and sales charges called Rule 12b1 fees. Here's how they work. Say you need help deciding which of the many S&P 500 index funds out there to invest in. A broker might steer you toward a certain fund, even though it charges much higher fees than another. Why? Again, Attorney Joel Pfeffer.
You rely on your broker. Your broker puts you in that S&P 500 fund because he gets a kickback, or what they call a 12b1 fee, from the operator of the fund. So, you know, not only are you put in the wrong fund, but to add insult to injury, you're paying your own money to be put in the wrong fund.
The SEC has proposed new limits on 12b1 fees. Regulators are also taking aim at what are called directed brokerage fees, another kind of marketing incentive mutual funds pay to brokers. Ted Sedell, a former SEC attorney who now consults for pension funds, says directed brokerage fees are widespread and simply wrong.
Mutual fund investors' money is being used to help the money manager market his products. So it's your money being used to build the money manager's business. And that's what's wrong with it. It doesn't benefit you in any way. It only benefits the mutual fund money manager.
The SEC has proposed barring directed brokerage fees because of the potential conflict of interest they present. These charges, typically a penny or less on the dollar, may seem insignificant, but Sedell says over time they really add up.
If it's 1% a year or 0.5% a year, compounded over time, it becomes a very significant number. It's the difference between a comfortable retirement and working at your local supermarket as a bagger till you're 80.
Under another SEC reform, mutual funds would have to issue shareholder reports twice a year that clearly indicate all the fees that investors are charged for each $1,000 investment. Earlier this month, a commission submitted its package of reforms for public comment. A vote on the proposals is planned for this spring. Elaine Corey, NPR News.